Yeah, so it's 7 a.m. It is 7 a.m. and my life is that boring and stupid that Saturday morning at 7 a.m. I'm doing another podcast, and this one is on a really significant issue. Recently, I have been listening to Coldplay songs. Like, there's this one Coldplay song called Adventure of a Lifetime, and it's got a really nice beat. And the YouTube video is kind of cool because it shows a bunch of chimpanzees rocking out to some technology they found. I guess it's some type of, I don't know, half-ass homage to the Gods Must Be Crazy part one and two. But yeah, I've been listening to Coldplay songs, like, The Speed of Sound, and there's a bunch of other Coldplay songs. It's like a whole bunch of Coldplay songs, and they're kind of hypnotic. I'm worried about the listening. I'm worried about it, but the stuff is hypnotic. I want to say they're talented, but I can't honestly say that I remember anything of substance after listening to a Coldplay song. And it reminded me of this other band. This other band, and again, I'm an old dude, okay? So I'm like 45, almost 46. So what the fuck do I know about fucking music? But back in the 90s, the late 90s, there was this other band that had the same kinds of songs. They'd have these songs that they were hypnotic. They would suck you in, and they would pull you in, and then basically after about a minute after the song is finished, you forget what the fuck the song was about. I want to call it, when I was in grad school, there was a paper I read, and one of the theoreticians referred to certain types of social science theories as Doritos for the brain. And if there's a musical equivalent of Doritos for the brain, I guess I would say Coldplay songs. But this other band from the 90s, this had the same kinds of songs. And it was Oasis. It's like that Wonderwall song. I don't remember the words, but it's like, ba-da-da-da-da-da-day, ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo, when you and I was getting high, or something like that. I don't know. But it was one of those songs where, like, a couple minutes later, I guess technically I remembered some of that, so that's kind of like a contradiction, but let's ignore that for now. But yeah, so anyways, I was thinking, what if, and this is a hypothetical paranoid conspiracy theory, but what if Coldplay is the result of some experiment in, human synthetic tissue and cloning gone awry? Like, what if sometime in the late 90s or mid 90s, British scientists took Oasis into the back room? They realized Oasis had that thing, that kind of, powerfully addictive, non-informational kind of music, the kind of music that you would want to listen to, but it has no real social or political impact. So they said, what if we could clone this band? And so they did it, but they fucked it up. They took too much genetic material from Oasis, and they took too much of the neuronal structures and shit. They sucked out too much marrow and basically left Oasis kind of a hollow version of what they were before, as if there was anything there in the first place. But as a result of this experiment, you got Coldplay. And so, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm crazy, but I kind of feel like Coldplay is the genetic offspring in some horrible genetic experiment of the band Oasis. Of course, that's insane. But whatever.